Well, I suppose it's actually I'm kind of disappointed with the final outcome that came out of the negotiations, because the Parliament voted in January last year to have very ambitious targets of 35% for efficiency, but also crucially that those targets are apply to the member state individually, so that Ireland would have its own legally binding targets on efficiency and on renewable energy. But what's happened is that the council, where the governments come and meet, have actually watered that position down to the point not only have they reduced the targets, but they've also said that there will be no legally binding targets for member states, that it's just an overall target for the EU. And from, I suppose, an Irish perspective, that's deeply worrying, because you'd have to ask, were the Irish government one of those in the negotiating room who were trying to, or who've successfully carved out this effective exemption or get out of jail free card for governments? Because we know that Ireland is not going to meet its 2020 target. It's going to face fines for that. So it is in the Irish government's interests, not in the climate change interest, but in the government's interest, to not have legally binding targets for each member state. And we know that Climate Action Network has accused the Irish government in the past of playing a very negative role at the negotiations. So for me, it's deeply disappointing. We've no way of verifying whether or not that the Irish government, which side they were on, because the council does its business behind closed doors. But it is a disappointment, because I really believe that you need to have each country having its own binding targets, because we know that the political leadership is just not there at the moment to actually implement the policy that's required to, I suppose, counteract climate change.
And how would that work in terms of, you know, making sure the whole of the European Union, without having an individual responsibility among states?
Well, exactly. That's why, as was, so many of us were very disappointed. So what they're saying is that it's an EU binding target, and then member states will have to give what their contribution is. That's fine, but if it's not binding, we know that even when it is binding, Ireland are failing to meet it. So where's the incentive for Ireland to do any better if they've now effectively said, well, we'll face fines for 2020, but post 2020, if we don't meet the targets, sure, what harm is it? Because we're not going to face any sanction. So for me, it's a really disappointing result. Obviously, we couldn't vote against it, because it's, you know, we are all trying to do our best for climate change, but it's just given that the Parliament was so strong in January, and for now to see it I suppose just hollowed out in this sense is really disappointing.
Are there any elements to that package now that you think are worthwhile?
Yeah, I mean, that there are in some of the areas around poverty, fuel poverty, so for the renewable energy and for the energy union, there's good measures there that member states will now have to report on their levels of fuel poverty. So I mean, that is absolutely a positive, because we know it's a big issue, and when you're talking about introducing carbon taxes, how do you mitigate the impact of those taxes on those who are on low and middle incomes? So that's a very welcome move. And you know, and there are other things around the phasing out of palm oil, which is quite controversial at the moment because of an advertisement that was banned in Britain, but it's not till 2030. So yes, it's great that the palm oil will be phased out, but the European Parliament called for that to be phased out a long time ago. And there's also good measures on biofuels and second generation biofuels as part of the energy mix. So it's a mixed bag, but I just think the issue of non-binding targets for each individual country is really, really disappointing.
Just on those biofuels, just outline to us what are the significance of the decision taken today?
So it's calling for a more sustainable approach to biofuels, because I suppose in the past biofuels were seen as the silver bullet. We were going to be able to solve all of our problems by growing fuel. We then realised, of course, that you have deforestation, you have the issues of palm oil, and you also have land being, I suppose, diverted to growing fuel instead of growing food, and that has an impact on food prices. So it's about getting the balance right and really pushing towards second generation biofuels, so that it's the byproduct as opposed to diverting food into fuel. It's the byproduct of that food crop will now be used for a biofuel instead. So that's a welcome improvement.